demonstrations are orchestrated by ZANU-PF leaders. They want to sway people's mind from thinking the right thing, that actually the policies of the country are failing the country. Instead, they want to indoctrinate them to try and make them think that sanctions are actually causing every havoc. There's no sanctions that is causing anything. This country has no money. It is not manufacturing. It is not growing crops and selling them as it used to do. That is because of bad policies chasing away farmers that were productive, and actually the investment policies that are not conducive to business, which have made factories close down and people lose employment. And that's the country's economy has fallen down. There's no sanctions to talk about. Sanctions are targeted sanctions on particular people not to travel overseas. What would they do anyway? Would they talk the policies that are not productive overseas? It won't change anything.
But what if these countries were to say, we are removing those targeted sanctions, are we going to see any change in the economy?
It would actually be an embarrassment, because nothing would change. The really big thing is that these people have got to change policies, and they've got to make policies that are conducive to business and that are friendly to business. Policies that will invite investors to the country. And they themselves should be actually trying to rise up and incite their own people, try and find funds so that they can sponsor people to open the factory.